Hi, this is Ed Lerner, and I am delighted to be on Sci-Fi Thoughts. I write as Edward M., as in Mark Lerner. Be sure to spell Lerner, L-E-R-N-E-R. Okay, with that information, you'll be able to find me in my writing and my books.
This is a continuing episode of a series about the vast cosmos of Edward M. Lerner.
You're focusing on the pride aspect. I think there's also the, if you look at how China is building sand islands in the South China Sea, it's possible that having a presence on another place, there might be some land property rights that people are trying to, are going to establish. So I think coming in second or third or fourth into a race like that could have economic or, well, we'll just leave it at that, economic impacts.
I agree. And if we want to exploit the natural resources of the asteroid belt, Mars is a more practical base for that than the Earth by far. We live at the bottom of a very deep gravity well. Mm. Or the moon, which doesn't have the gravity well problem, but is, you know, still quite far from the asteroid belt.
You know, tell us about this character, this this NASA engineer who got drafted, is what you said.
Yeah. He was recently divorced at the time the story opens. And
what's his name?
Xander Hopkins. Alexander Hopkins. That's his name. And he's long been in NASA. One day he's sitting at his desk waiting for the weekend to come around, going over a report from a subcontractor, and the head of NASA comes into his office and drags him to a meeting at the White House because Xander's own boss just had an emergency appendectomy. As the story opens, you see the White House has just found out through an intelligence agency, and Xander doesn't even have the clearance to know which one, that the Chinese are about to announce this mission. So when Xander comes up with a workaround for the fact that the U.S. has not had a manned mission plan, the combination of he was the person in front of the president and he was the person who came up with the idea, and the CIA has looked into him and found out he's divorced, so what the heck does he have to stay on Earth for? Mm. Those are all factors on why he's drafted now. Could he officially be drafted? No, but it's hard to say no to a president.
Yeah, yeah, cool. All right, and then, so Xander, what kind of engineer is he?
He's a systems engineer, which is to say he knows a little bit about a lot of things.
Okay.
He's also something of a wise guy, which is fine when you're not the person in charge, but he finds himself in some situations where he has to learn to tone himself down.
Okay. All right. And so he's going to end up, it sounds like, traveling to Mars himself.
Indeed.
Now, why did, you know, you can decide what to share and what not to share, but why do they need to send Xander to Mars? Usually the NASA folks are back in on Earth in a control center or something.
Well, there are plenty of people who are still in control centers, but when, as I say, he's met the president, she likes him, she trusts him, it was his idea, so it was more her decision than his. To some extent, he was ambivalent about whether he wanted to pass the test to even be an astronaut, because president or no, you have to be up to the task.
Mm, right.
But eventually he got into it.
Yeah. And there was, it must have been a need to send him there. Was there some talent he has, or?
Well, being a system engineer meant he would be able to contribute in lots of ways. Everyone who goes into space winds up being cross-trained in two or three specialties. You know, none of these spacecraft are big enough to have experts on everything. Mm. And even if you're in low Earth orbit or on the moon, it's nice to be able to do more than one thing if the need should arise. If you're on Mars, which is never closer than several minutes away by radio, can be half an hour away by radio, and of course, travel time is months and months away, you really need to have expertise on hand.
Is the mission to just, land or orbit, or are they going to establish a presence?
Well, the different missions, I pointed out, there's a Chinese-led team, an American-led team, and the Cabal. They all have different plans on this, and I'm going to not say any more.
Okay. Now, it's interesting. The group of billionaires is called the Cabal. So is that...
that's my name for them. It's not theirs.
It could have been like happy-go-lucky wealthy people or something, but it's Cabal. So they
call themselves the New Earth Partners.
Okay. New Earth Partners. Okay, so they have a public-facing name called New Earth Partners. All right. Oh, and that kind of implies they're going to create a new Earth. So, all right. Yeah, I see where they're going with that. You want to share a little bit about their agenda?
I really don't, but they have one.
Hence the name Cabal. All right.
And it's fair and understandable that you're asking these questions, but let there be some motivation here for people to read the book.
Okay. All right. Are there going to be some, analogs of people we would meet in real life, billionaires like that?
Well, not to the extent that I expect to be sued, but yes, you might find some people who are composites of people in the news.
Do we want to name any likenesses or let it go?
Well, let it go.
Okay. Yes, on this show, we try to make the author feel uncomfortable while we dig into the secrets of their novel. Yes. Okay, cool. Let's see. What else can we talk about this? So they're going to take a ship of some kind. And is NASA working with a private company to go to Mars, or are they doing it all with their platforms?
Well, in the real world right now, more and more space endeavor in the West is done as a public-private partnership. I mean, even the Apollo programs, Apollo flights, had NASA contracted rockets and capsules, but they were developed by industry. Now we've gone further, and there are people putting ships in space even without NASA. So in my near future, and this is in the early to mid-30s, NASA is buying spaceships that also have commercial applications. And one of the complications that my NASA team has to deal with is the Cabal decides, hey, one way to win our race is to not sell any equipment to NASA. So NASA has to work with
that's a good idea.
What it already bought.
Oh, boy. Wow. So a little dirty pool happening, huh? All right.
More than a little.
Okay. That's juicy. All right. So we got a true competition race here. And of course, is there anything you could allude to? Like what's the story with China in this mix of... race of three horses, if you will.
Well, there's the prestige aspect. They're not disinterested in science. They want to establish a permanent presence, but I don't want to get any more specific than that.
Is Xi Jinping still the leader of China?
No, I have a new premier by then.
Oh, my goodness. There we are. Well, that's it. That's a change.
Well, how old is he? He's in his 60s or something?
I think that's around there. Yeah, I think we're in that range. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's conceivable he'll retire or something will happen.
For sure. Or something. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I'm just curious how, if he worked in, maybe he's a upload into a robot or something. I don't know what technology level we're at here.
I have AI in the book, but it's not upload advanced.
Okay, cool. That means our dictators can actually die of old age or retire or something like that. Yeah, that's good. That's good. We don't want to have them around forever. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you with the headphones on who are listening to Sci-Fi Thoughts. You've been listening to the show for a while. You must be enjoying it because you keep coming back. Well, hey, help me out. Tell your friends, your family, other people who would like to listen to Sci-Fi Thoughts. Give me a hand. Help me grow the show. So go ahead and right now, just send a text message, write an email, turn around and talk to the person next to you and tell them about Sci-Fi Thoughts. They can find us via Google or they could type in scifithoughts.space. Check out the goodies in the show notes, and there you will find links about Ed Lerner's books and other things that I found while scrubbing the internet. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for easy access. If you're not using a podcast player and you listen to the show by downloading it from the internet, go ahead and go back to the website where you got the MP3, and there you will see the show notes. The beginning of the series started at episode 278. If you missed that episode, go to scifithoughts.space and you will be able to enter in the episode number there, and it will find the show for you. Next episode, more Edward M. Lerner.
Well, the second book that came out in 2023 is On the Shoals of Space-Time. However, after this cruise ship suffers a near disaster, most of the crew is wiped out, most of the passengers are wiped out, their only hope for survival is limping to a nearby solar system that they're passing.